Joe Khalil, News Nation, Washington, D.C. correspondent. You see him on TV all the time. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, good. Good to be with you.
So, elections throughout Chicagoland yesterday, municipal mayors voted in, not voted in, and across the country, major races people were paying attention to. We've got a lot of Wisconsin listeners here, and Florida was on a lot of radars. Would you say the Republicans nationally claim a victory, a defeat? Do Democrats claim victory or defeat? I wonder how it scored yesterday.
Oh, you know, as always, it's a little bit more nuanced than wins and losses, which is what makes the job fun to cover it. So, you know, you had Randy Fine and Jimmy Patronis, two Republicans in Florida, win their seats. So that's a good thing for Republicans, especially in the House, where their majority is like effectively one vote. They need all the help they can get. Now, these were seats that were vacated by Mike Waltz and Matt Gaetz. So they weren't open seats. These were just vacants that needed to be filled. So they won. But when you read between the lines there, these are two seats that just in November, a couple of months ago, Donald Trump and the members of Congress won by like 30 points, 30 plus. Now the Republicans there won by 14 or 15, which means Democrats effectively cut that margin of victory in half. And, you know, especially for the northern Florida seat, this is not some like swing district. This is deep in the heart of Trump country. It's basically on the border between Florida and Alabama. So for that reason, there are Democrats today who are looking at those results and saying we can take away some positivity, some hope that, you know, we're cutting their margins. They attribute that to maybe a frustration with the Trump administration, with Elon Musk. And it really is the first concrete sign Democrats can point to with numbers and say, okay, we're not totally hopeless here after losing the House, Senate, and the White House back in November.
A lot of money was spent. I think 10 to 1 was the ratio on one of those races in Florida for the Democrats. So money doesn't buy everything. And that's the story in Wisconsin, too, isn't it?
Yeah. And in Wisconsin, so this was a state Supreme Court seat. And you're right. There was a ridiculous amount of money. I think $80 million poured in to a judicial race, which broke records for that kind of race. And another reason that, you know, Democrats are sort of hanging their heads on that one is because the more liberal judge in that case actually did win. But Wisconsin, I mean, people in Illinois know Wisconsin very much a swing district or a swing state, rather. It's usually 2-3 points margin back or forth statewide. This race, the more liberal judge actually won by 10 points. So that is a pretty significant margin. And over the last couple of months, you know, the person that Democrats have really pointed to, you know, with their frustrations, the Trump administration, has often been Elon Musk. So Musk made it a point to insert himself into that Wisconsin race. And he himself gave something like $20+ million. He was campaigning there. He was holding rallies. He was writing people literally $1 million checks and doing giveaways for voters. So all of that Democrats can point to and say, this is the Elon Musk effect. And it sort of builds their own case, their anti-Doge case. So for that reason, again, specifically in Wisconsin, you have a lot of Dems in D.C. pointing to that and saying, there's a model here for how we can win races in this environment.
I wonder what the then coattails will be for Elon Musk. Money is important, but I wonder if other candidates in the future are going to invite or encourage his endorsement and his cash.
That is a great question, and that's definitely the question on the minds of people here in D.C. And I can tell you, I have had private conversations with Republican lawmakers who don't want to be on the record with this, but who have acknowledged privately that he may be a drain on the ticket. If you're someone who's firmly already in the, you know, quote unquote MAGA camp, if you're a big Trump supporter, you may look at everything that, you know, Elon Musk has done and things that he said, and you may love the guy. But there is a good chunk of not just Democrats, but independents that, you know, frankly feel uncomfortable with the idea of the world's richest man sort of playing in politics and playing in elections with all this money in the way that he has. And there certainly are a lot of people who don't like the way that he's gone about DOGE cuts and just sort of making decisions on agencies that laying off federal workers. And I can tell you for a fact that that's true among Republicans in the House and Senate as well, because, again, I've had these conversations with some people who don't want to be on the record with that. So I think you're absolutely right. I think they're going to question whether it's a good idea to tie themselves to Elon Musk if you're a Republican in the coming days or weeks. There's also some reporting out there, and News Nation's actually trying to match this reporting, that he may be gone from the administration in a couple of weeks. That, you know, he signed on from the beginning not to have a permanent role. So, you know, it may be sort of a tacit acknowledgement from the Trump administration, even, that they see his poll numbers lower than President Trump's in terms of approval, and that, you know, it may be time to cordially part ways.
It seems crazy to me that I'm thinking, well, what does Elon Musk think about this, or what does Elon Musk think about that? I mean, just think about how meteoric his political rise has been. He's never been elected by anybody to do anything. And yet there he was in Wisconsin saying that if we lose this Supreme Court race, then a Democrat will be in charge. Then you'll get Democrat maps, and they might lose two Republican House seats. And if they lose those, they lose the Congress. And if they lose the Congress, Elon Musk said, democracy is at stake. Wow. Okay, so there's Elon Musk trying to put his thumb on the direction of democracy in America. You may feel like democracy was saved. You may feel like it was lost. But that's just how influential he was cast in this last election cycle.
Yeah. And look, I there's no doubt that he had an impact in the presidential. You know, when one person can write a $250 million check to one presidential candidate, that is a major deal. But no, I think it's absolutely right to point out. I mean, he painted the terms of this Wisconsin Supreme Court race as one that could define the end or the flourishing of Western civilization as we know it.
Okay,
which
I think
you'd be fair if you said, you might be casting the stakes a little bit high here, buddy.
That does seem a little hyperbolic. Let me ask you this, though, Joe, because those voters in Wisconsin then who voted for Crawford, the liberal, Democrat-leaning justice, it's funny, though, we're casting this in party terms since the justices are supposed to be party blind, but we know that's not true. Fair enough.
Right.
But about that, now I just lost my train of thought, and that was that Elon Musk, the judge, there. Well, shoot, now it was going to be a really brilliant point and good question for you too.
I know it was.
Any last thing from you then, Joe, while I refine my thought?
Yeah, I will just say, you know, you always have to be careful when it comes to special elections like this and trying to take lessons from them. I know Democrats want to do that today, but on the other end, we're hearing from a lot of Republicans that, look, the electorate is very different. Different people come out for special elections and for midterm elections than they do for presidential.
Okay, and let me interrupt you because
maybe Democrats shouldn't overplay their
cards. You just reminded me of that thought, and that is that the people in Wisconsin that voted for Crawford, the Democrat judge, also, though, voted for photo ID to vote in elections, which was a very Republican-leaning initiative. It's already been the law, but they wanted to codify it in the Constitution. So you had people who were voting Republican, if you will, voting for a Democrat judge. That's an interesting thing happening there, isn't it?
It is. And for that reason, you're going to see both sides try to draw the narratives that they want out of the results. And so it's a really good point you bring up. And I'll just also add, I think Republicans do have a point when they bring up the fact that these are very different electorates that come out. You know, Donald Trump does have an effect, and he brings out certain people when he's on the ballot that wouldn't otherwise come out. So, you know, I think there's an actual lesson here that Democrats do need to be careful about overplaying their hand. Having said that, I don't think I'd fault them for taking the lessons they did and striking a bit of hope from the numbers that they saw in Wisconsin.
Joe Khalil, News Nation, Washington, D.C. correspondent. Joe, it's nice to talk to you. Thanks for your help today.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you so much.